2 of Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your effort stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
I've got a question I'm going to try out on you here. Do you think even pushy salespeople like encountering pushy salespeople when they're the customer? My guess is no, that even those people that are telling you to crush it and, you know, they're 10x and everything and they're out there jamming it down a customer's throat to get that sale, I bet when they go out and they're the customer, they hate running into people like themselves. I'm going to talk about what happened on LinkedIn and happens almost every day to me, and I bet to you too if you're involved with LinkedIn a lot. And I'm going to talk about how we overcome that. In other words, how do you stop pushing but still make sales? That's the topic of today's Project Distinct, brought to you by the Ultimate Business Summit. Yeah, I know it's over. It just happened. But did you have the fear of missing out? If so, go to ultimatebusinesssummit.com and get ready to come next year. We'd love to have you be a part of next year's event. And you can learn about it at ultimatebusinesssummit.com. Sign up now. Get the early registration discount. That's all you need to do. Just enter my name, Scott, as the coupon code when you check out. And you're already signed up for next year. We'll let you in our private Facebook page so you can learn from Larry Winget, Randy Pennington, and me. Get a free set of videos and more. Think about coming next year. Put it on your calendar. Get it planned now. UltimateBusinessSummit.com. So I was contacted on LinkedIn. This happens several times a day, but this one really stood out. The person wrote this flowery thing about saw your profile and thought we'd make a great connection, and I'd love to share some ideas with you. And so I accepted, and literally within 30 seconds, I got a pitch about, have you ever thought about using algorithms and a particular software that we sell to enhance your contact with LinkedIn? Or we can help contact people on LinkedIn to grow you into having more sales meetings, which I translate into, we'll harass your people on LinkedIn just the way that we're harassing you right now. I absolutely hate that. You know, I wrote in my book, Iconic, that yes, some people say sales is a numbers game. The problem is they don't know all the numbers. I not only unfriended this, but I blocked them. I don't have time to deal with pushy salespeople. The problem is they say, oh, I sent out this many, I got this many responses, so I'll continue to send it, not realizing how many people are blocking them and will never, ever give them a chance to make another sale. I mean, if you know, we know that most sales are made not on your first attempt. If your first attempt is so pushy that you turn people off, you never get another chance. Therefore, you never get exposed to when most sales are made. I just don't get how salespeople don't get this. So what do you do? Well, I think, as I wrote in the book Iconic, you provide value before you ever make any kind of ask. Legendary motivational speaker and broadcaster Earl Nightingale, who is known as the Dean of Personal Development, used to say that many people sell like someone sitting before a wood stove. If you give me some heat, they say, then I'll put in some wood. That's the case with many marketers today. It's like they're saying to their cars, if you'll drive me where I want to go, then I'll fill you up with gasoline. How many sales pitches do you receive that ask you to do something before the organization or sales professional makes a commitment? I get this all the time. Is your calendar open Tuesday at 1:30 p.m. for a quick call? Let me know what the best number is to reach you. That was what was requested in a LinkedIn sales pitch from someone I've never even been contacted by before. Why would I invest my time in something that might have zero return? The prospect who talks to you has made an investment whether she buys or not. She's invested something more precious and more valuable than money, her time and attention. Yet that investment seems so lightly valued by so many who just keep on selling, or attempting to sell anyway. While author, speaker, and internet personality Gary Vaynerchuk may be perceived as the aggressive, pushy type when you watch his style on social media, there's no doubt he has it exactly right when it comes to the value first, asked next philosophy. Quote, my entire business philosophy pretty much revolves around the jab, 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 right hook method, Vaynerchuk writes. Quote, jabs are the value you provide your customers with the content you put out, the good things you do to convey your appreciation. And the right hook is the ask. It's when you go in for the sale or ask for a subscribe or ask for a donation. You've got to throw several jabs before you throw your hook. And Vaynerchuk continues, just because you jab and jab and jab doesn't mean you automatically get to land the right hook. It just allows you to have the audacity to ask. You have to earn the right to ask people for a sale. In fact, you have to earn the right to ask people for anything. That's just life, unquote. Vaynerchuk cites iconic contemporary performer Taylor Swift as an example of someone who provided value to fans first. Among the many things Swift has done for fans, she got tickets for a fan who missed her flight tickets and got him tickets to another sold-out show. She made a playlist for a fan who was sad over a breakup. She donated to a family's Kickstarter campaign after a horrific car accident, and she tracked down a fan who waited in the cold for 20 hours for tickets and took a selfie with her. Scott Swift, Taylor's father, was in the audience for one of my speeches years ago prior to his daughter becoming a pop icon. She was already a country star, but hadn't transcended into a pop icon at that time. But he related to me many instances where Taylor had reached out to her then small group of fans before she achieved global recognition. I've thought of our conversation often in the years that have followed. Even as a teenager, Taylor Swift intuitively knew that if you want more fans, start by treating the ones you have amazingly well. By offering all those jabs, as Gary Vaynerchuk calls them, because she first provided such connectivity and such terrific value and experiences for her fans, guess what they did when she gave them a right hook or asked them to buy their next release of new music? What is the specific value that you should provide? Well, that depends on your product or service. But this method works regardless of what business you are in. You don't have to be an international behemoth like Amazon. You don't have to be a company with a gorgeous setting like my friends at the Fairmont Scottsdale Princess to make this work. All you have to do is to plan and create and deliver something of value before you invite prospects to do business with you. If that person on LinkedIn would have offered, hey, here's some ideas, or here's something I saw that might be of interest to you, or I read your profile on LinkedIn and thought you might be interested to read this blog post. If they would have done that before they asked me to consider their product or service, I might have been interested. But you never start the fight by leading with your right hook. You never begin a relationship with an ask. That's what you have to do to connect with customers and prospects, because it is a numbers game. But you better be considering all the numbers, not just the returns on the infinite number of pitches that you put out there. That's critical for sales. That's critical for creating distinction in today's fast-paced, ever-changing world. Well, that's all for today from Project Distinct. Hey, I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow on the next new edition right here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing and subscribing. This is Scott, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the next Project Distinct.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out distinctionnation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to scottmccain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.